Support for Veterans Corner on Veterans Corner Radio is made possible by M&M Printing and the Observer News of Ruskin. Hello and welcome to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts, information for and about veterans. VA Undersecretary for Memorial Affairs, Matthew T. Quinn, once again joins host Bill Hodges on this edition of the podcast. Undersecretary Quinn is one of Bill's favorite guests. The changes that the Secretary has brought to Memorial Affairs and the changes he is presently working on have made the department more user-friendly and simpler to access. On this program, he makes comments about Veterans Day and also what Memorial Affairs is doing to provide additional services outside of the National Cemetery system. Discover your rights by listening to this podcast. Here now is Bill Hodges with Veterans Corner Radio on Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.
Welcome to Veterans Corner, a show dedicated to providing information to all those who have served our country's military and to their families. Now, here is your host, newspaper columnist, management trainer, and Air Force veteran, Bill Hodges.
Hi, I am Bill Hodges, and this is Veterans Corner Radio. With me today, I have a gentleman that's almost become a friend over a period of time. I don't want to say he's a friend because that's up to him, but the Honorable Matthew Quinn is the Undersecretary of Memorial Affairs. He leads 155 VA national cemeteries and 122 VA-granted funded state and tribal veteran cemeteries. And this is a big job, and it's only a small portion of what he does. Secretary Quinn, thank you for coming on.
Hey, Mr. Hodges, always good to talk to you. And I'll tell you, my friend counter went up by one since we've been talking. So I absolutely include you in the friend category, and I'm glad to hear you do as well.
Then it's Bill.
All right, Bill.
Let's jump right in. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is the legacy program and pre-registration and things of that nature. So let's talk about that for a few minutes.
Yes, sir. So Veterans Legacy Memorial is our online registry of all veterans who are interred in our national cemeteries, some of our park cemeteries. National Park Service, as you know, runs veteran cemeteries, as well as our grant-funded state and tribal cemeteries. So Here last year, you know, we added some pages for our grant-funded cemeteries to BLM. We included those veterans. Again, in 22, we added 14 National Park Service cemeteries. So we keep expanding the veterans in. On Memorial Day, just prior to Memorial Day of this year, we added 300,000 more veterans.
Wow.
To BLM. That now includes Arlington National Cemetery and 27 DOD cemeteries that we don't administer. And here, because we're friends, Bill, I'm going to announce to all of your listeners that we're going to add another 5 million veterans to VLM that are interred in private cemeteries. So that'll roll out on Veterans Day, and that'll put our count of veterans that are in VLM at nearly 10 million veterans that are now in VLM.
What does this mean to the veteran who wasn't there before to be added?
So what that means to
the family, actually.
Yeah, well, to the family members, they now can go in and contribute that page of their loved ones.
Oh,
and I've had a lot of requests about, hey, my dad, my mother is in a private cemetery. Either we did the government marker or we did a private marker. When are you going to allow that page to be in so that we can contribute and tell them we love them and thanks for their service?
Oh, wonderful.
That's what's coming out here in November for Veterans Day. And you are the first media that I have told this to, because you are a good friend and a good friend of all veterans, Bill.
But Well, you know, I totally appreciate this. And to be honest with you, I think it's a wonderful idea. Let's go back over what people can do and put up in these spaces that we're doing with the Legacy Program, because those that hadn't maybe followed this might not know.
Yeah. So first, let me give you, so the site that they can go to is va.gov/remember. I'll say that again. It's www.va.gov/remember. And when they go there, then they can enter the veteran's name, if they can narrow it down to what cemetery they are in, and then that'll pull up the page of that veteran's page. It may have a picture already of the grave marker. It may not, especially in these private cemeteries. But then I can go in and I can add whatever information about that veteran that they'd like to add. Let me give you an example, Bill, if I can. One of the individuals that travels with me, we were down at one of our national cemeteries, and he said, "Hey, sir, I want to take 10 minutes. One of my former squad mates is interred here in this cemetery. I'd like to just go say hello." So he did. He went over and said hello to that teammate, squad mate, that was killed overseas. And he ended up then coming back to VLM, va.gov/remember, and just added a page, "Hey, Mike, thinking about you. Thanks for your service. You were a heck of a teammate." So then that's added to that veteran's page. And you think about the family that goes out and looks at that page, Bill, 2 months, a year, 3 years from now, and thinks, "Wow, somebody thought enough of Dad or Mom to remember their service and to post on their page." That's how we keep the veteran's legacy alive, and that's really the intent of VLM. So we don't lose the memory of those veterans who have given so much to this nation.
You know, the interesting thing here is that in the civilian world, there is a service like this.
Yeah.
But you pay for it regularly.
Yes,
and
sir.
If you don't continue to pay for it, it goes away.
Yes, sir.
And that's not near as good as this, where you can go back and look at how does one, I guess if I happen to be in a family cemetery, that might not work on this program.
Well, so since 1986, Bill, if they have ordered one of our grave markers through our system,
oh,
you know, all the veterans are eligible for a free grave marker, the white upright that you think of in a veteran cemetery. Veterans can get those for free, or family members for their veteran can get those for free from the VA. And so if they've done that and put it in a private cemetery, then they're in our records. Since 1986, we started tracking this. They're in our system. They will have a page as of Veterans Day 2023. So that family can go in and search that. If they ordered a medallion for our grave marker,
that was my next question.
Yeah, they're going to be in there as well. As long as they've ordered something through our system, they will be in there. Since 1986, they'll be in our records.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So a lot of these veterans have been buried off in far-flung cemeteries all over the country.
You bet.
As long as they've ordered that, and they can still go ahead and we'll talk about ordering that sort of thing.
Yes, sir.
That's really wonderful. In fact, I had someone ask me the other day, how do I go about getting the medallion then to have put on the gravestone?
Yeah. And so they can do that at va.gov. They go to the NCA, National Cemetery Administration page on va.gov, and they'll see that ability to order the medallion or a grave marker as they need be. And then I've got a great customer service center that will take those calls and help them go through that process.
This is wonderful news, and it will help a lot of our veterans get the respect that they should get in the cemeteries around the country.
Yeah, again, we're doubling the number of veterans who will now be online in VLM. This is a huge expansion of VLM, and it's what we want to do to keep those veterans' memories alive, Bill.
You know, it to me, this kind of thing, this memory, is one of the things that is a lasting accommodation to their service and I just think it's a fabulous thing that you do.
Well, you know, we talk about in perpetuity, we will care in our national cemeteries and our grant-funded cemeteries, we will care for that final resting spot of the veteran and that immediate family member. But this is a way for, in the virtual reality world, online, to keep their memory alive as well. And so I'll give you another example. I was visiting with a commissioner of one of the state's veterans agencies, and he said, you know, I haven't been to this state to see my father's grave. He was buried there. I've not been there. So I was there, took a picture, and put it in VLM, and then added to VLM that I had stopped at his father's grave. And I sent it to him, and he called me back, and he said, you don't know how much this meant to me. Knowing that that memory is there of my father, that I haven't been able to get there, then he could go into VLM and contribute to that page as well. I think it's something very easily that we can all do. And when I go out and speak at our national cemeteries, Bill, I ask the individuals, hey, just stop at one of these final resting spots, say that veteran's name, and then go out to VLM and add a page and thank them for their service, because that family will see it. They recognize the service of that veteran, and they can see somebody else recognized and appreciated that veteran's service as well. I'm with you, Bill. I think it's a great deal that this agency has done.
You know, and there's one thing, and I want to be clear that everybody understands, and that's that when a picture is put up, somebody actually, a human being, scans that picture before it's allowed to go live, just so there's no embarrassment to anybody.
Not only that's correct, but then also the words they use. I mean, we look at those words and make sure there's no inappropriate language on there, because we want this to be an honor of that veteran, right? Not something that's inappropriate. And so we do track every one of those entries to make sure that they're good. Heck, even mine, Bill, as I go out and visit a cemetery and stop at a site, they scan mine to make sure that Quinn isn't saying anything inappropriate too. So nobody gets above the system, Bill, not here.
What else is happening in your wonderful organization?
Hey, let me tell you. So last month was our 50th anniversary of NCA. So in 1973, Bill, DOD and Congress and the White House directed that DOD, you give up these cemeteries, 103 cemeteries. We want those transferred to the VA. And so NCA took over those 103. And now, as you mentioned in the intro, we're at 155 national cemeteries. Let me just talk about your region, if I can, for a minute, Bill. In 1973, we had three national cemeteries in the state of Florida. Okay. Today, we're at 96% coverage in the state of Florida for cemeteries. And so we have expanded the coverage in Florida for our veterans. And that's what our goal is to make sure that all veterans have a national cemetery in close proximity to where they live.
Well, the one in Sarasota is absolutely beautiful. I know Bicknell is starting to fill up and some of the others, but that one in Sarasota is just gorgeous.
Yeah, so we've gone in Florida from three national cemeteries in 1973 to eight now. Sarasota is an absolutely beautiful one. Florida National is our third busiest cemetery in the nation. And so our support to veterans in the state of Florida, I'm very proud of. Again, we're at 96% coverage, where if you think back 50 years, we only had three cemeteries in the great state of Florida.
Well, we've only got about 2 minutes. This seems to go so fast with you, but we're in November, which is, I consider it Veterans Month. Do you have any comments you'd like to make?
Hey, sir, I would just go back and you know, we talk about Memorial Day. That's a huge month that we remember the service of those veterans that we have lost. But I think November is the month that we remember the service of the veterans that are here with us. And it's an important month. I would tell you, still reach out, thank a veteran. We're also in an effort to make sure that we don't lose any veterans to self-harm. And so reach out to a veteran, make sure they're doing okay. Thank them for their service and just keep their memory alive.
Well, I really appreciate your time and your effort to come on. I know you're extremely busy. My guest today has been the Honorable Matthew T. Quinn, Undersecretary of Memorial Affairs. You know, it should be pointed out that Undersecretary Quinn also spent 37 years in the military and became a general officer, served in Operation Desert Storm, Iraqi Freedom, and a number of other places as commander of various troops. And it's nice to have somebody that's one of us over such a precious place.
Hey, Bill, I'll tell you, it was an honor to serve with veterans when I was in service, and now it's an honor to serve veterans as somebody who's out there to make sure that veterans are remembered and they are cared for in perpetuity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bill Hodges. This is Veterans Corner Radio. Remember, you're unique, you're special, and you're great. Tell yourself so often because you are, you know. And we'll talk to you very soon again on Veterans Corner Radio. And Secretary Quinn, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, Bill, anytime. It's always great visiting with you. And listen, I'm going to ask to be on in a special month when we can get this Living Veterans pages up.
When you're ready, I'm ready.
You and me, pal.
No problem at all.
All right, Bill. Good talking to you.
Thanks much.
Yes, sir.
You've been listening to Veterans Corner with your host, Air Force veteran Bill Hodges. The views expressed on this program are those of Bill and his guests and are opinions based on the best available information. In matters of law or governmental regulation, it will always be best to check with the appropriate agency. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us for the next Veterans Corner.
Before we go, here's a quick final thought. Why not take a minute to follow or mark Veterans Corner Radio podcasts as a favorite? It's easy, and you'll be among the first to be notified when new episodes of the podcast are released. And thanks for listening to Veterans Corner Radio Podcasts.